Welcome to PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. My guest today is Sanjio Jose, the CEO of Talview. Their platform streamlines the workflows involved with screening, interviews, assessments, exams, and credentials. We're going to talk about incorporating data into hiring processes, how that's impacting recruiters, and what's doing with Talview's roadmap, all on this edition of PeopleTech. Hi, Sanjio. Thanks for coming in. I want to start by just a little bit of background about your company. What do you folks do, and what is it that distinguishes you, do you think?
Yeah. So we look at Talview as a talent measurement platform where we help companies to make quick, confident, and effective talent decisions. And this is independent of where the life cycle of talent, whether it's in hiring, whether it's in internal talent management, or certification or learning and development, any kind of use cases. Talview's platform is used to conduct assessments and interviews, which together we refer to as talent measurement, to make decisions on whom to hire, whom to promote, whom to certify, any of that. So our unique, approach to solving the problem of talent measurement in an effective manner is a two-layered approach. We call it our orchestration layer and our intelligence layer. In the orchestration layer, we solve for the efficiency of the talent measurement process, how we bring together different steps involved in the talent measurement process, right from matching a profile to the right opportunity to scheduling of the measurement sessions, whether it's an interview, an assessment, any of that, in an effective manner, and deliver it in a completely virtual environment. And two, our intelligence layer, where now since everything is digitized and it's happening in a virtual environment, we not just facilitate the entire transaction, but also use AI and intelligence to derive additional insights from the measurement activities, where it's an interview where we, for example, have the ability to build a behavioral profile of a candidate based on an interview which happens on the platform, which becomes an additional critical input for the interviewer to make a decision. Two other aspects in terms of interviewer coaching and other forms of intelligence which is available for the organization to make better decisions. So that sets us apart from most of the other players in the space.
Now, it's a really interesting time to be in talent acquisition, I think, given the great resignation, and there's just a whole lot of unknowns, it seems like, right now. How has all that affected your business, and has it changed your outlook, when you look at the business going forward?
I think the big change, or I would say the most important priority for us right now, is that our talent acquisition functions across our customers, across organizations, are currently under a lot of pressure. There is a lot of demand to be met, I think we, as partners in that entire process, it's also a lot of pressure for us to ensure that we are able to live up to the expectations, live up to the demand which is put on the talent acquisition community as a whole, given the great resignation and the entire talent supply chain balance right now. So we've been at the forefront of not just ensuring that we provide the best-in-class service, but also continue to innovate so that we can help these organizations to adjust better to the new normal, where they have to hire a lot more than they're used to hiring traditionally. Their competition for hiring or competition for talent is significantly higher than what it was a few years back. All of this is also happening when there is a significant change of nature of work, with more flexible work and remote work, and people are looking at additional talent pools, and there is also a requirement for new kind of talent, especially in the technology space. So a lot of different things. So we are focused on ensuring that we bring our best of our capabilities on the platform and service to help our customers, and we continue to invest in innovation such that we are able to improvise on what we are offering and disrupt the way in which organizations can adjust to the new normal.
Greetings from Evergreen Podcasts. We're rolling out a listener survey, and we want to hear from you. The information in the survey will help us gather statistics and in turn make our shows more appealing to advertisers. I know most people don't like ads, but this is one of the only ways our shows make money and help keep their lights on. We promise it will only take a few minutes, but the impact on our podcasts will be tremendous. As a token of our appreciation, we'll randomly select one lucky participant each month to win an exclusive merchandise package from Evergreen Podcasts. Head to evergreenpodcast.com/listener survey to help a show and possibly get some free stuff for doing so. We can't thank you enough for the support. Now back to the show.
Now, video's gotten to be a more accepted tool over the last 2 years. And certainly, you know, video interviews have been have become increasingly popular. Now, this might be an obvious question, but I sort of can't resist asking it, is what's the impact been on Talview?
Yeah, I think we've gone through exponential growth on the number of transactions which we've seen on the platform. We've in the last 2 years, we've seen almost 15x more number of assessments and interviews happening on the platform, which means as a organization and as a platform provider, that was exponential growth which we had to cope up with. And that has been a major change to what also is the expectation from organizations. So we had this vision. We knew that this is going to happen, but the entire pace of adoption or pace, the accelerated pace at which organizations had to do change management and adopt digitization in the interviewing process, adopt digitization in all aspects of talent measurement, I think meant that we also fast-track everything which we do from a product standpoint, from an onboarding standpoint for our customers. So we've made significant investments, for example, to fast-track our onboarding process, build a lot of reusable connectors, significantly increased our capacity from the onboarding standpoint, whether it's professional services, customer success across the board. Two, from a roadmap standpoint, we've accelerated our pace in terms of how we are delivering, especially with more digitization, there's more data and more intelligence which we can deliver for customers, a lot of insights which they can use to adjust to the new normal and the great resignation and all of that. So been, I would say, laser sharp focused on how we can help our customers with this insight. So for example, there's more offer dropouts. So how can we predict which are the candidates at risk based on the interview process in an automated fashion, and so that the customer can focus on those candidates more? Can we predict who are their best interviewers so that they are able to make their interview process more efficient, and hence they can do lesser number of interviews and they can also improve the conversion ratios of these interviews? So those are all aspects which you have been helping our customers with over the last few quarters.
Now, has the last 2 years changed your personal, your point of view personally as a CEO? Do you find that after the pandemic and all the technology changes that have gone on, the politics are very rough in this country, are you thinking differently about developing the business and running the business?
Yeah, I think the primary change in outlook has been on how we think about how the nature of work would evolve and how that would impact what we do, which is supporting organizations with talent acquisition. Yeah, we see that so there is an unbundling of work which is happening. Work traditionally was not just the source of livelihood, but it's also where you derive your sense of purpose and sense of belongingness from. And I think with remote work, with flexible work, that's getting unbundled. People are looking at being part of communities, not just at work, but there are many digital communities which they are part of, or with work from home, they're part of other communities, in physical communities as well. And that we believe is going to change the tenure, or make the work tenures shorter. And with that, we believe organizations will have to do more of hiring. So probably they were on an average, they were filling a particular role once every 3 years. Now they probably have to fill it once every year, once every 1.5 years. And that what that means is you cannot have long drawn hiring processes to make those decisions. You should have a decision making process which is short, because you don't want to spend like 3 months or 6 months in hiring somebody who's going to be with the organization probably for a year or 18 months. So a lot of focus for us has been on how we can enable organizations to make effective talent decisions without long drawn processes. And that's achieved through more insights from every step within the process. So what can we help them to achieve within the same interview? You probably have an interviewer who is very good at making a technical evaluation or a skill judgment of the candidate, but can we use non-interviewer dependent techniques like psycholinguistics, for example, to build a behavioral profile of the candidate and do a behavioral fitment of the candidate based on the interview? Can we use AI to train the interviewers better so that they can do more holistic interviews, and you don't need different interviews to evaluate different aspects of fitment, whether it's learning ability or cultural fit or skill or any of that? So I think those are all things which we think are becoming more and more relevant on how organizations can make better decisions faster, given how the nature of work is changing.
My last question is actually about your customers and what they're thinking. They're the ones, obviously, who are trying to hire and retain and all that kind of stuff. What's their outlook? Are they feeling that they can handle all of this, or that it will pass, or are they panicking? You know, how would you describe their outlook?
I think it's a mix of all of those. So we recently did a survey with one of the research firms, and what we got as output of the survey is 1 in 2 organizations are looking at revamping their entire hiring process. So they are sensitive of the change, and they're already planning for it. But at the same time, around 40% of them are already aware that they are not going to meet their targets for the year when it comes to hiring. The targets are very steep because of the pressure of the business, but they know that they are not going to meet their targets for the year. So I think there's a sense of, desperation, given everything which is happening. And at the same time, they are also not standing still. They are preparing to change, and they are across organizations, we have seen the willingness to invest in change. So that's the sense which you're seeing from our customers right now.
Sanjo, thanks so much for making time to come and talk today.
My pleasure, Mark. Happy to be part of the conversation.
My guest today has been Sanjo Jose, the CEO of Talview, and this has been PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. We're a publication of Recruiting Daily. We're also a part of Evergreen Podcasts. To see all of their programs, visit www.evergreenpodcasts.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.